hare 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 krishna hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna.
So you will welcome first?
So, yes. Anything else?
No, the rest we do afterwards. I think the practical things.
So, Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome. We are now continuing our journey to the Holy Dham. We are closer and closer, both externally and in our hearts. And I just wanted, in the name of Zagreb Temple and organizing team and the Croatian Yatra to welcome all devotees who arrived, and especially those who arrived today. So welcome to Zagreb and welcome to this festival. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We have now the next part of the program. It's the disciple meeting, and disciple meetings happen many during the year. But this is a special one, because I think there is no other occasion where so many disciples collect at one place in one time. So I'm sure Guru Maharaj prepared surely something very important.
And I have a present.
And you have a present.
Yes.
So the topic will be energizing the guru-disciple relationship. And yes, after there, I think is a surprise that I know of, huh?
I don't. Yes, you know about it. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome you. I've prepared a few points, which I think will be very, very, very good points, I hope. I called this meeting Energizing the Guru-Disciple Relationship. What is why have I called this Energizing the Guru-Disciple Relationship? It's simply this. Like any relationship, the guru-disciple relationship can be very alive, and it can also be not so alive. You know, any type of relationship is sometimes vibrant. There's energy in it, and at other times there is not very much energy in it. You know this when you meet someone and you speak with him or her, and somehow, although both of you try, the talk and the discussion and the relationship remains on a level which is, I mean, superficial is a very strong word, or which is not so. There's not so much going on, but at other times you can meet the person and you can spend quality time with the person, and all of a sudden you begin to go in greater and greater depths. I have a few God brothers, and we don't see each other very often. And then when we see each other, it's maybe one time in a year, and both of us know this is our chance. So then we do something to make sure that the relationship is satisfying and is deep and will be remembered throughout the year, and we are really sure, here is my friend. I often invite my God brothers to where I live, and we spend some quality time together. All other schedules have to wait. All other phone calls are hold on pause. And now we know we concentrate on the relationship. We often make a list of things together. Or let us talk about this. Or let us talk about our relationship to Srila Prabhupada. That's an often a subject which we choose. Or we may also choose a problematic subject matter. For instance, how to keep devotees inspired in times which are changing. So we have some subject matters which are not superficial, but which concern us. And we also speak about our service to Prabhupada and different things. Or we may have a philosophical question, like the one Gaur Govinda asked this morning. Is love of Godhead really inherent? Is it dormant? Or does it come from outside? And we discuss this and have very various angles. Often what I do when I have my God brothers with me, I invite them for a walk. We do a long walk together. And if we have an opportunity, we also go rowing on a lake. We do something which we ordinarily don't do, and we do this in order to bond, to come more together. And all this and many more things energize our relationship. The relationship is felt with life. I recommend that you do this with those who are near and dear to you. Those who are married, they may need sometimes some time together, where the children are somewhere else and where they can make a walk and discuss things which really matter to them. Or friends who have done service together in the old times, they may need this time. Time out. And usually this time out is a time where you do other things which you usually don't do. You enter a new space where you discover each other anew. I think in relationships, especially spiritual relationships, we need to always discover each other anew. That means a new depth, a new side, something which we did not know about the other person. And this happens only when there is mutual respect. Huh? When you feel, oh, I know this guy. Oh, I know this Devi. Oh, I know she is, you know, Matajis sometimes have very, very, let us say, analytical observations among about themselves, you know, which may lack respect, then you cannot discover the new sides, the hidden jewels, the things which you don't know, and you can't enter into new depths. So respect is very important in this, especially it is very necessary. I want to tell you something which happened to me today. I'm meeting from morning till evening devotees, and sometimes, it's intense. And I met someone, and he needed a dolmetscher, and it was about some simple management point, and I became a little, because management is not my strength, I became a little restless. Oh, do we really have to talk about it? And see, we are already 10 minutes over time. We have 15 minutes, but now already 10 minutes, and we have not reached anywhere with this. And then I was a little bit restless, but after the devotee had gone, I felt that was wrong. I had lost my respect. This devotee came from a foreign country, speaking a different language, and he had brought a huge bottle of water for me from a very special spring. And I had reacted out of the moment with something where I was a little nerved. Why don't they understand? I have so much on my head and such simple question and so on. And then I decided, respectare, respectare, respectare. For those of us who have studied Latin, respectare means to look again. And I looked again and saw the water bottle. I saw how the devotee is such a wonderful servant of the Lord. And with this respect, where I did look again, I discovered the good things. So I would like you also to respectare, to look again with me on the guru-disciple relationship. With let us look again and let us find maybe some things which are important. What I will do in this meeting is I will talk about three points which are important in my opinion and my vision and my experience. Then I will invite questions from your side, and then I will give you a present which you will talk about for a long time. Last year I gave you a book called Broken Names. Do you remember? We printed it. Tridasha Royji had to do the printing job of a book which usually takes a long time, in 2 days or one day, I don't know, in a marathon day, and he did a wonderful job with the first draft of Broken Names. It became a world hit afterwards. Really, I'm not bragging. I have 3 letters from respected swamis who said this, they read this book in one go, they couldn't put it out of their hands, and then the next day they read it again because they felt it was full of instructions. That was my present, which I only wrote actually for my disciples, and then decided to publish it afterwards in a redone version. But today I will give a present which is for disciples only, and it is an amazing present. You will. Actually, I was once told by the devotees in my team, don't praise your what you do. This is very uncultured. And what to do? I'm a little enthusiastic. You will have to decide if it's good or not yourself. But yes, so we will now sing. Mm.